The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the really important qualities of mindfulness practice that supports us tremendously in life, and which is indispensable for a wise life, is that of patience. Lots of patience. And there are times when we need to endure things because it's very hard. We have to be patient. We can't react, but just be with it. And it's, you know, it's just enduring. Not easy, but we have to kind of hang in there. But patience is a very different quality than enduring. And I'd like to think of patience as being supported by compassion and courage. Sometimes we need to have a lot of courage to sit with what is, but also to sit with a lot of compassion for what is. So that patience becomes an ability to sit still, to be really still, have the heart be as still as possible, the body be still, the mind be still, in spite of all the movement, in spite of all the agitation or whatever might be there. And to have some kind of stillness that allows things to wash off, allows things to unravel, allows things to de-stress, allows things to just take their course. And in the course of life, living a life, it's fairly common that we build up conditioning, we build up the effect of the habits that would mind affect that. The messages we get from society, the experiences we have can be quite difficult. And so they build up a certain tension, they build up momentum within. And so to have an ability to sit still, sometimes the wise thing to do is just sit really still and have patience, have trust, have compassion, have courage. In the middle of that stillness, nothing needs to happen, and allow things just to wash off. So as you practice today, you might kind of look a little bit and see maybe there's a place for greater stillness and patience with what is. And watch and see if you are not patient, meaning that you're trying to fix it, you're solving it, you're trying to change something, you're reacting to it, you're impatient for it to go away. And see the tremendous gift of learning how to have this peaceful stillness, this patience informed by compassion and courage in the middle of what is. I hope you enjoy the day. Thank you.